when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
So you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer currently writing at Popeyes, formerly at Collider. And we have talked about The Traitor Season 3. We're back to talk about the rumors around Season 4 because we just can't wait. And once again, I am joined by my co-host for the series, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey. Have you been keeping up much with the Traitor Season 3 cast since we finished Closed Book? Done for you. Shaking
Closed
your head.
Book. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I've kept up literally with anyone. I'm just like, oh, wow, they did it. Back to my life.
I mean, I think that's normal, but I will say this cast is still doing interviews. It keeps making me think of, like, should I try to get someone? Because they're still doing a tour. I saw that Sam Asghari was, like, on Nick Viall. Once again, talking about the sweaty one, Tom Sandoval. And now people want to root for Tom Sandoval, so they want to protect Sam. And it's like, you guys are delusional.
I cannot. I mean, I will say I feel like more of my world loves Gabby now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's been a breakout star, and so my friends and I often are talking about Gabby, but...
And Gabby recently had something to say. I don't know if you saw that, but she was on Clay Eckhart's season of The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And she was on La Culturista's. And they asked her maybe something about Clayton. And she was like, oh, yeah, he like badly dances in skinny jeans on social media now, and he looks like a thumb. And then he got on the line and he was like, I am being bullied. And it's like, sir, do you remember how you dumped her on national television with another woman at the same time and flat out saying that you slept with both of them?
Wow. So her saying he looked like a thumb dancing badly in skinny jeans is actually fairly nice compared to what she could say.
Exactly. So I love that she actually got on, and I shared it on Black Bi Reality's Instagram story. But she got on there and she said, sir, you got on national television and said you had sex with me and another woman. That information should only come from a woman.
Exactly.
So you're going to sit down. And by the way, Gabby's a dancer herself.
Exactly.
Like, she can judge you. All right. It's not bullying. It's like the latest lick back. Have some shame. But I think he's like, oh, you obviously have won. You are so much more famous, so much more successful. So now this is you punching down. And it's like, you do need to be name checked that you are a white man. Just calm down.
Right. And it's like, is it punching down or just like speaking in reflection of her experience? Like,
there you go. Where it all started. So let's talk about season four. We have no clue what season four is going to be. But people are already clamoring and there's rumors. And these are the rumors that I can tell that people are mostly taking seriously. One of them, it was like Bravo, like celebrity something. It has like known to leak things before and it was right. So I think people are giving a little bit more credibility to the Housewives side of things. But also all of this feels like it's a possibility. But before we even go into the rumored names, Quita, what are you hoping to get out of season four?
I want redemption for my housewives, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like Bob really targeted them. And also, I was thinking about this earlier around, I just want there to be more robust representation of our faithful housewives, because I feel like it's like you have like a Phaedra,
yeah,
who's like a breakout star and everybody remembers she's a housewife, or there's a lot of housewives that are just aloof, like a la like Sheree and Robin. And I'm like, or, and honestly, Dolores. Dolores was like wrong most of season, and she just loved Dylan Efron.
Yeah.
And had it out for Tom, you know. So I would love some like strong faithfuls from the housewives and just some good quality reading and shade from the housewives. Yes.
Okay. I would like to see it. I'm pretty excited about the housewives names that are out there. And I'm excited for the gamer names. The first one being, we have Taylor Hale, our first Black woman to win it on Big Brother. I talked to her twice for Showbiz Cheat Sheet, so you can definitely still catch that on YouTube or on their website. The first one just being a regular exit interview about her win, and the second very specifically talking about Black women and like mental health, because her season... Now, Taylor Hale's so interesting because she was so ready to go in and actually be the villain. But they all saw this beautiful beauty queen and literally bullied her so badly that she was the victim of that house day in, day out, was on the block so much. And she made it to that final two chair and had the greatest speech. One of the greatest speeches, winning speeches in Big Brother history. So if Taylor's here, oh, and here's another thing, Quita. She was also on Big Brother Reindeer Games. Ever heard of it?
BB Reindeer Games strikes again.
right. She was a big supporter of Daniel Reyes. Of course, Daniel Reyes also loved her. So, I don't know. I wonder if Taylor, on Reindeer Games, she did get to play a little bit more of that, like, villainy that she wanted initially. I can see her being in the turret and also stirring things up. But then again, Big Brother players in that turret have also been the cause of a lot of stress and messiness.
True.
So... But yeah, I would be rooting for her. Do you have any feelings about Taylor just based off of what I told you in this photo?
I mean, I would love for her to have her villain arc on The Traitors. It's such a fun show to be a villain. And so, you know, and I think if people are familiar with Big Brother, they might have one perception of her potentially based on how it turned out for her in the game, you know, versus, yeah, she might be like villainous in the castle. I would love to see it.
I would love to see it too, but we'll see. The next person we have. Now, there's a rumor that Tiffany Pollard might be on there. She has recently been on the first two seasons of House of Villains. Mm. I could have sworn she was announced to be the host of some gay show as well that has yet to come. She was on Celebrity Big Brother. I mean, the list goes on. Like, we know who Tiffany Pollard is. How do you feel about this casting?
I would love New York to be on, like, it would, and she would have to be a traitor. She would have to be a traitor. Like, and I feel like, you know, I get it, but it's kind of giving Bob. It's like, she's so good. I just want her to be a traitor, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're like, you're not feeling me on the...
I'm feeling it, but I'm just like, it would be so obvious. And this is the hard part. It's like, I feel like last season, what they really tried to do, first of all, they just held back those three men in cages and were like, you basically can't get rid of them for a while. And I kind of feel like if you're going to add Tiffany Pollard, you got to do something like that. Because how is she not the first one you take out accusing of being a traitor?
That's true. That's true. Yes. If she could get the cage boy treatment without a cage being involved, but like protection, you know,
yeah,
I would love to see that. And I think, yeah, if she were brought with a group, right, I think, and having a little initial protection, that would be great.
I think it would be great too. I think it would be great. I would also be very curious of like, how would Tiffany interact with our housewives? Like realistically, I think the egos are too big. The egos are too big, and I don't know.
Right. I feel like either they would love each other or they hate each other. Yeah. I feel like that would be with each housewife, either they would be like rolling deep or they're beefing immediately. There would be no in-betweens, you know?
But can we handle that? Can we handle that?
I don't want them beefing, but I also feel like, I don't know, it might be like good. Because sometimes with like, with Dolores and Tom, I'm like, this has the potential to be like really funny, and y'all are just like not making it as funny as it could be. And I could see like a Tiffany Pollard beef with a housewife just being like side chaos and violence at a round table, just being really fun to watch.
Yes, I can see it too. I can see it too. All right, Tiffany, I mean, you're definitely going to be a traitor if this is true.
Exactly.
We have Kesar Rita. He's from Big Brother. He's done All-Stars multiple times. People love Kesar. And honestly, I love him too. Like, that man's fine. Fine. People wanted to talk about Young Bust and Rob. You need to look up Young Kesar, and I think Kesar now can get it, okay? So he has no problem working with women either, because his whole like beginning story was that him and Janelle Parenza became very close allies and friends on that show and ran deep. I haven't seen him on anything else, so this would be very interesting to me, but he's giving faithful.
Yeah.
He's giving faithful, but he might be a good faithful detective.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like it's giving Pilot Pete a little bit of, that's his name, right? A little bit of Bill and Efron a little, but, you know.
He's more of a gamer than that, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
That's true. That's true. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, sometimes it's hard to remember the Big Brother faithfuls who are like good. I guess, no, because I'm like, what, Derek? But he was so wrong.
We'll see. Maybe we'll have a good Big Brother faithful for once with Kesar. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Then we got Survivor's coach Benjamin Wade. I just want you, just based off of looking at this picture, what is Coach given?
He's definitely giving like alpha male, like rah rah energy. Like he drinks like 3 raw eggs for breakfast and like runs at 5 a.m. type vibe.
Okay.
Or very hippie. But I'm like, no. I was like, or hippy dippy. But I was like, no. Coach is giving a particular energy, actually.
Yes. Actually, I just looked it up. Coach is from Knoxville.
Tennessee. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you know what? What I have learned from the 3 years living here, it's fitting. It's giving Knoxville. So this man was on Survivor Tocantins, Heroes versus Villain. I think he was a villain. Like, Coach is like one of those strong characters because his whole thing was that he coaches women's soccer team, but then if I'm also remembering correctly, he was like into something like, wasn't he into like martial arts or like meditation? Like, but then he's so about running things. He like has butting heads with other people. So Coach was just a strong character. It could give traitor, but it could also give, we're going to throw this guy in so you can think he's a traitor.
Like Wes, like you would assume.
Yes.
But he's not.
Yeah. For sure. But I also see wacky things coming from this man. Yeah, we're going to get some, especially those cut to nighttime. What is everyone doing?
Got it.
He's
doing martial arts in his room.
Yeah. Apparently, also, he's part of the symphony.
Okay.
Like a conductor of a symphony. So this man be doing stuff. But that's our survivor rep for now, which I'm like, there has to be bigger names. They've gotten so many legends. Mm. I just don't think Coach is it.
Got it.
We also got Carolyn last season, who's very much newer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're starting to really explore different things. We got a lot of the big names out of the way. Now it's like, what are the strong characters? And Carolyn, a recent strong character. So I could see this being true in a
somewhere
way.
Like another strong personality from Survivor. And I think, usually the gamers bring a certain type of energy to the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, if he's like a strong personality like that, the castle would be like constantly imploding.
Yeah,
and I think it is more fun when people like that are faithfuls because they are keeping drama afoot mm-hmm. and protection for our traitor.
yes, I agree. Frankie Grande, who also was on Big Brother Reindeer Games.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And he was winning competitions.
Really?
Everyone. He had so many people in his pocket. He was a comp threat. So we cannot sleep on Frankie Grande. I don't know what Frankie has been doing, but this would be huge, I think, for the show and him, because we can't forget Ariana Grande is a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was on Big Brother before the actual regular season. That was before Ariana Grande blew up. So I think there was a clip of them like going to an Ariana Grande concert or something, which would not happen now.
Right.
But Frankie also is going to be a riot, I think, in interviews if he's in this cast, and I'm very interested in this.
I would love that, because I feel like, you know, Sam was iconic with Brittany, you know, and similarly, like, Frankie would be iconic because of how big Ariana is now, but also Frankie is his own personality.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, like, I feel like Sam did not get a lot of camera time till he was about to get booted, you know? And I'm like, I don't think that would happen with Frankie.
No. No.
Not at all.
No, Frankie knows how to make a scene. I do wonder how much Sam got cut because he refused to talk about Brittany. Frankie will talk about Ariana anytime, any day. He don't care.
Exactly.
And
it being a sibling relationship is much different than like an ex-spouse. I mean, because it's funny to me. I'm like, Dylan could have talked way more about Zac Efron than he did, but I don't know.
He still brought him up.
He did.
He absolutely did. He said, "I live with an actor," exactly. And I wonder if Frankie will be like, "Actually, I lived with a singer and an actress. Ever heard of her?" Oh my god. But is he a faithful or is he a traitor?
He would be a faithful, but I feel like it would be more fun for him to be a faithful. So I feel like I don't know. I hear you that like Tiffany as a traitor would be so obvious, and I'm like, him as a traitor would also be so obvious. I feel
really
like. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. It's totally possible. But now I kind of like always want the gaze to be tighter. And I know you can't, but I just feel like it works.
The tour would be so fun.
Yeah. And Cordell Beckham of Love Island USA season 6, which we have talked about on this here podcast a couple of times. So look for that next if you haven't. Cordell Beckham, he is Odell Beckham's brother. He started the season when he was asked what his long-term goals was. He asked, "What do you mean by that?" And the love of his life, who he's still with, said, "Your goals, long term." So he's not going to be the best detective in that house. But I think we're going to get some funny quips for sure.
We are. We are. Like, I love Cordell, his energy. Like, he just has such chill, funny energy. Definitely will not be our best detective. I feel like he'd probably be thrown off so many times by what's happening in this castle and during the games. But
Yeah.
he'll be like a fun, sweet energy to have around.
Oh, but will he be kept to the end? Because he'll be that person who doesn't know what's going on, and
Exactly.
therefore the traitors want him to stay.
Exactly. And he won't even realize that's what happened. You know how like Dylan potentially started to figure out what was happening? Cordell would have no clue.
No clue. No
It's
clue.
very similar to Sheree, right? Like, I don't, I'm like, did she ever figure out? No, she didn't, right? That Phaedra was just like protecting her.
Yeah, she had no clue, poor thing. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I honestly think the whole season 6 cast should play this game together, but
Wow.
whatever. Whatever, I guess.
I would love that. It would be so chaotic with PPG, but I would love it.
I would love it too. Now, Mary Crosby from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Talking about chaotic.
Tell us about her chaos, Quita.
I'm like, you know, season, and I recognize that who Mary Cosby is on the show now is a bit more vulnerable and open than she was at the beginning, season one. But she, you know, if you love Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, you know how chaotic in general that show is. But Mary Cosby, she's a pastor, who is not the one nor the two that y'all gonna play with. She's not the one. And she will go off on you if you try to play with her. And otherwise, she's kind of like randomly aloof, but then she might be like running a cult. She also married her step grandfather. But don't worry, it was, you know, blessed by her grandmother. Yes, her grandmother, her step grandfather, aka husband's initial wife who passed. You know, and that is just like, it's like, wait, what? Mary, what is happening? And she lives at this big lavish house with all these things, and it's actually one of two homes. Like, you know, like I'm just like, okay, Miss Ma'am of God with all these things.
With all these tithing things, where are they going?
Where are they
Who
going?
knows? We already have one Real Housewives of Salt Lake City locked up. We'll just have to keep on watching. Yeah, I watched the first season of Salt Lake. I also like watched a little bit of the new, so I know a little bit about Bronwyn and all that. But yeah, that I know the backstory. I heard a little bit of the evolution, but this is just, I feel like gonna be a hot mess. Like, do you want her to last, or do you think it's better for her to bow out a little early?
I mean, do you think she could be like a Dolores type?
Yeah.
Dolores, you know, I think, I don't know. I feel like because Mary initially sometimes could be kind of cold and quiet, I
Yeah.
think, and no one ever knows anything about the Bravo people. you know, except for mm-hmm. other Bravo people. So I feel like the gamers might just like write her off as like a little old lady at first. Mm-hmm. And then something happens and Mary Cosby shows what she's capable of. And then, you know, and then it'll be, we're locked in for some good television, you know?
What if she becomes the traitor, though?
Oh, that would be chaotic.
Because, like, what other, well, we'll get to it, because there's a couple others that could, but that would be a little interesting.
It could be, because it could be kind of like Carolyn's story, where people might underestimate her. Because I just feel like people would initially see Mary and they would underestimate her, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm like, let's look back at everyone we just saw. Who would even vibe with a Mary? Coach. You know what? Mary and Coach might vibe. They might vibe on some spiritual stuff. I don't know. That might happen. Kesar is not going to start drama with nobody. He's going to be pretty easygoing. Now, Mary and Tiffany Pollard in the same room. It's going, I don't know how that's going to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
That might get my blood pressure up. I don't know. Stressed. And then Taylor's going to be just fine. Yeah. She's not going to go at it with Mary Crosby, but we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I feel like these housewives are going to turn up in a wild way. Is there anything else we want to say about this woman?
No, but I would love to see her in the game, because I would love to see what her guesses are. Mm-hmm. Like, I just really love to understand how the housewives think like this, you know?
I hear you. Oh, this guy was on Australian Survivor and recently Deal or No Deal Island. Okay, David Gennat. I don't know anything about him, but he looks like the gamer type. I guess CBS, Paramount, they're already like, Dondi's in this. Big Brother and Survivor have been at it for years. Oh, years. Wow. We have nobody from Amazing Race.
Mm-hmm.
But we're skipping over to Dondi first. Okay, I guess. I don't know. David looks like a bro to me.
He does look like a bro.
Oh, he won Australian Survivor All-Stars.
Oh.
Okay, they like him over there. He must have a good personality. He lives in New York now. Okay.
Hmm.
Well, good luck to you, David. He's won something before. If people know about that, I think the other gamers might target him. I don't know, because they're the ones who would know something like that.
Right. Yeah.
We have nothing to say about this.
No, I'm like, I don't know anything about, you know, because I'm just like, because I feel like also, like with the Survivor players, either they're like gunning for them or they're trying to like really be buddy-buddy. You know, because they know what they're capable of. So I'm like curious, because you're like, he must have a good personality, but I'm like, there are a lot of Survivor winners who don't have good personalities necessarily, right?
Well, okay, so this is what I mean about the personality part. Either he's really good on camera, that he has been brought back from multiple seasons in Australian Survivor, and then at that point they're like, actually maybe America will like him too. It's like, the international players don't get a lot of, like, play on America, but they want him on now a second American show. So I'm just like, I guess that I would assume Australia is trying to put out their best.
That makes sense. Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good luck to you, David. We've seen before that Survivor players have also been like, oh, it's an unsaid rule that we protect each other. Rob, well, right now it's just Coach and this guy, and they have right. been on separate sides of the world for right. their reality TV career. So I don't see a strong Survivor alliance forming yet.
Right.
Yeah. Next, NeNe Leakes, Real Housewives of Atlanta, the white refrigerator killer.
Wow. Iconic.
A white refrigerator hates to see her coming.
Truly.
How do you feel about this rumor?
I would love this. Now, this is television I want to watch. And honestly, I wouldn't want her to be a traitor immediately. I would want her to be a faithful. And then I would want her to later be forced to become a traitor. But by then, she's built the trust with the other faithfuls, you know? I'm just like, I don't want NeNe Leakes to come into this castle and immediately be banished by the other faithfuls.
No, no. I mean, okay, like, I'm really trying to think about it. So I feel like most reality stars will, like, respect the game of, like, there's some people in reality TV you can't touch immediately. Mm. Like, I think Tiffany Pollard mm-hmm. might be one of those people, because that's kind of like House of Villains. They weren't going to get her out immediately. We know we need to get her out, but not immediately. And even then, they brought her back for a second season. And then I think Johnny Bananas thought he was that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he had the biggest hissy fit, because really that show just kept going.
Never looked back.
I don't know what to tell you, but I think NeNe has a couple rounds, I think, in her for a bit, and she's going to give us those zingers,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be very lovely. We've missed NeNe, even though NeNe shows up at the most random places. Yeah. Like, I watched Crime Scene Kitchen. She was on that as a guest. Oh, wow. At some point, I was like, I guess NeNe's just doing side quests right now.
Okay. Love to see it. Love that she's back on our televisions in some way, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So I like your prediction. I'm also like, who would NeNe mess with when it comes to these? I mean, I think she's going to be flirting with David.
Of course. You got to
get your flirt on with David to make that. I mean, I'm stressed just at the thought of Mary.
Yes.
And, like, I don't know. People kept trying to play in NeNe's face. Like, in the beginning, they really were like, she used to be a stripper, da-da-da.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mary's going to be on that type of time, given what NeNe has grown to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like, I wouldn't put it past Mary either.
Yes. I feel like, you know, I'm like, I think with both Tiffany and Mary, with a NeNe type, again, either they're going to click and be thick as thieves, like buddy-buddy, or it'll be like they kind of don't really they don't engage very much, and it's going to be like one little thing, and it's going to be like a huge blow up between them.
Ooh, I can see some of the ladies wanting to protect Lil Cordell, though.
For sure. I'm like, Tiffany, NeNe, and Mary. I could see all three of them wanting to protect him.
Yeah. So he might be in there for a while.
Yes.
NeNe might flirt with Kesar.
That's what I was thinking. She's definitely going to flirt with him.
Do we know if she's still in a relationship?
Don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. We'll just have to learn. But I'm very excited about this. Okay. I don't know if it's going to get her back on Atlanta. I don't know if she still wants to get back on Atlanta. I mean, Kenya's gone.
There's potentially a window opening, because I'm like, Phaedra. I feel like Phaedra did Traitor season 2, and then she was on Married to Medicine, and she's back on Atlanta now.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah. So she did her bid.
She did. Like, you make it through Traitors, we'll see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Make it a hit. We'll see. So NeNe's going to do that. She has Traitors energy, but maybe she won't be a traitor. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know how her detective skills is going to be either. But one thing, She gonna be dangerous at that round table.
She is. She is.
You're not gonna want to come at her unless you have everything prepared, okay?
Exactly. It's gonna give very much like Phaedra, Bob the Drag Queen. Like, if you wanna take that shot, you can, but you better make it stick, in the words of Wes.
Yes, exactly. Now, we have, last season, we had an entrance for the Selling Sunset. We had Chrishell Stouse. Apparently, the rumor is that her former nemesis on Selling Sunset, Christine Quinn, is in talks of coming on for season 4. Now, Christine hasn't been on Selling Sunset for, what, 2 or 3 seasons now? The way they turn out Selling Sunset is wild. She brought the fashion. She made that show truly what it is with the fashion and everything. But then her, like, drama part got so in the way that then none of them wanted to film with her. And basically, she's not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Which, very questionable if that was, like, the beginning of the end of Selling Sunset. It's still going strong, but it's like, come on now. Come on now.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited at the thought. I would really hope this would be the case. She was absolutely a villain on my show, but I do not think she's big enough to be a traitor.
No, I don't think she's I think she could have like a Gabby-esque type of game, you know, where like I feel like the gamer men are gonna immediately underestimate her because she's beautiful, she's blonde, she's giving you fashions. They're gonna think they can like quickly round her up into whatever they want to do, and they're gonna try her one time and she's gonna shut it down.
I would hope so. But also, who's going to be her girly? Her and Taylor, maybe? But then I can see Taylor already being friends with Chrishell, and then that being awkward. So, I don't know. But Christine, oh my God. What if Christine and Mary just
clicked up?
I can, for some weird reason, see that happening, though. Just clicked up, calling themselves something, but just, you know. And then, of course, Frankie would absolutely be buttering up to both of them.
Yes.
She would stay clear of Coach. She don't want nothing to do with that man. She would love Tiffany.
She would love Tiffany.
I don't know. I feel like Tiffany would try to sun Christine.
Maybe, yeah. I think it depends on what Christine's energy was, you know. I feel like if Christine comes in acting threatened by Tiffany, she's gonna sun her immediately. But I feel like if Christine comes with the energy of like, oh my gosh, like, ah, like you're, you know, I feel like Tiffany would be like, okay, that's a bit, because I'm like, in this game you have to have numbers, and I feel like that becomes hard for like our big personalities. But it's like, no, you gotta have at least 2 people who like you.
Yeah. And honestly, you need a traitor to like you, whoever that is.
Exactly.
So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. I mean, but I also can see, since Christine hasn't been in the reality TV world in a minute, she might be like one of those outcasts. And might not stick around for a bit, but I don't know. It would be very interesting if she did.
Yeah, they would have to have enough of those, like, one-offs, because, you know, it was, what was their name? The Bambies? It was, like, because they were kind of, like, you know, I don't feel like people were that familiar with Gabby. People definitely did not seem to be familiar with Chrishell, and even though Nikki, I feel like she's a big person in WWE, it felt like all 3 of them were like one-offs, so they became a clique, you know? So like what you're saying, I feel like Mary could be a person who felt on her own, and then Christine would be someone on her own, and they would probably want to click up together to not be on their own.
Yeah. We'll see. Next, we have Eva Marcel. I mean, I want to take it all the way back to America's Next Top Model because she killed that. But then she was also on Real Housewives of Atlanta for like 3 seasons. She's a chill housewife. She just has that energy of just like, I don't need to act out. I'm cute. Doesn't work well in Housewives, but might let her slip under the radar if she has enough wrong guesses.
Yeah.
What do we think of her and Nene being in the same space?
Because I can't even remember their vibe with each other. Were they on Atlanta together?
I feel like they had to be in the same season.
I feel like they overlapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I also can't tell you, like, a single interaction between those two.
Exactly. Because I feel like they went on a group trip together. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember their vibe, but I feel like if they were beefing, I would remember that. Watch, they were beefing. I don't know. But I feel like Eva, yeah, definitely was someone who doesn't want to be underestimated, but she's also competitive, because I'm like, America's Next Top Model was a competitive show. So I feel like she might be underestimated because they would say she's a real housewife, right? Like that would be how she's described. And I just always think about the cishet men on the show and how they treat women. And I feel like Eva would be I feel like Eva and Christine maybe clicking up could be cute.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I like the thought of it. The next person we have, Mara Higgins from Love Island proper. She was known to be like a bombshell and like really took a lot of that brought star power to that season. People really loved her. She has since moved over to our Love Island USA because she was doing our live nights here with Ariana Maddox. So this would be really cool for her. I don't really still know a lot about her like personality though. I know she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to give the British jokes.
Yeah.
And it's giving faithful. Yeah. It's giving another person to be a faithful. So.
Yes. I feel like some of Ivor's like British humor was like really cute to have on the past season. So I'm like having someone else bringing that. Mm-hmm. And. You know, I feel like she wouldn't be joining, because the thing that became frustrating about Ivor was like the good old boys club stuff, you know? So I feel like having her bringing the British humor, it could be fun.
Yes. Also, it would be very interesting if she's going to be like close to Cordell or not.
That's true.
I mean, she didn't get to react a lot with Cordell because he was in the house the whole entire time, and she usually talks to the people who just left. But yeah, I wonder what that would be like if they're in the same space.
Yeah.
Next, we have Margaret Josephs from New Jersey. Real House was New Jersey. When I was watching her still, it was a lot of those pigtails. But I can see she has grown away from that, I guess. She works in fashion. Does she still work in fashion? I don't know what Margaret's up to nowadays.
I mean, we love having a Real Housewife from Jersey. Fun.
Oh, yeah, you don't watch Jersey.
I know. So, like, I will say it again. Those ladies scare me.
Yeah.
It feels like they mean serious business when they don't like you.
Very true. Very true. Although Dolores ended that season pretty chill. So Margaret, I don't know if she's going to be as chill. The Housewives, they might stir up some stuff to get some things going. I don't know. So I don't know how Margaret's going to fit into it. She just seems messy. Like, she seems really messy. So, she's not going to have any good guesses. Like, that's not her. hopefully she has some funny scenes with one of the other funnier people, and we call it a day. Be sad if she's an early exit.
Like, Dorinda or Dolores, pass. Either way.
Yeah, I have another British person. This is Gemma, but this is Gemma from Only Ways Essex, which I watched a few seasons of. When I did watch it, I like ran into like a British person from in college, and I was like, oh, I watched Only Way is Essex, and they were like, why? It's like, I watch reality TV, and I'm trying to expand in other cultures. I want to be trilingual in reality TV. So, Gemma Collins, that's her full name. This woman's a wild woman. Since then, she has done Celebrity Big Brother, which people think there's more credence to the Tiffany Pollard rumor, because apparently Tiffany was also on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK with Gemma, and they hated each other.
Ooh.
So, they were like, if we're going to have Tiffany...
Gemma. Oh wow, that could be cute, because it could be like Brittany and Danielle, but like not them making up on day one, just like being like enemies the whole time they're both there.
Yeah, and they're both equally ridiculous characters. Like, I wish I could tell you something new that Gemma's doing. Like, for some reason, I want to talk about aliens and her. She has a podcast. Okay, yeah. She talks about her passionate belief in aliens and angels in one of the podcasts. I listen to Who Weekly. So they talk about, like, D-list celebrities and what they're up to. So that was my last update on...
With her and Tiffany, that could be fun.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be real fun. It would be funny. I'm liking the blend of, like, more British people. And then Mara also being there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to... Because Mara's going to know who Gemma is. Like, you do need to know. If you're going to put, like, one random celebrity, like, have a few to, like, get a little taste of what's going over there and then what's over here. And a good blend. The last person on this list, this one might be the most unlikely. But who knows? There is a rumor that Dorinda Medley is coming back from Real Housewives of New York. Our first murdered Housewives of Season 3.
Yep.
Do you believe in any of this?
No.
No. You don't think Dorinda is just so beloved? She didn't do her big one at that reunion to be like, oh, Dorinda is like, how could you not know me? Of course I'm coming back for another season in a row.
I can't. I'd rather see her have like a Parvati moment, you know, where they like she came back and hosted a competition, but like more Dorinda time. I don't think I need it.
I don't think I need it either. No. Like I know Real Housewives of New York fans who are still longing for the good old days, because that city franchise right now is a hot mess. Wanted this to be a moment, and it wasn't a moment.
It wasn't, and
that's okay. But then I have very different feelings from Dorinda than I guess most people.
Yeah.
But if she does come back again, would she come back as a traitor? Is it going to be like a Kate Chastain situation?
I could kind of see that.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe. But again, do I want to see it? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is for like a very specific group of people. But then I could see her getting along with the last few names. Gemma, why not? Margaret, sure.
Yeah.
Mara's not going to know her. But maybe the other housewives will. Right. I could see her hitting it off with actually like a lot of people here. Yeah. And it might be like a better cast for her.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I just don't think it was ever that serious to put her in again. Like, no. You have to, like, make a name somehow, like Kate.
Yes. Because I feel like she was gone so fast. Mm-hmm. She didn't make a name. And then at the reunion, she was just arguing with Bob. And I feel like that was not a good use of her time to try to make her mark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, but I want Mark during the time? No.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I hope the next season's going to be pretty good. I mean, what do we think, just looking at this cast one more time, if this is truly at least some of the cast of this new season, is it making you excited? Do you think this is a good cast? Can we still have time? Is there some improvements we can make?
I mean, you know, everybody else but Dorinda, I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it, for the most part. It could be fun, you know, even the people who I feel like I wouldn't necessarily enjoy them in the game, I still feel like, sure, why not, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how many men are here, because I do think it's suspiciously very few of them.
Yeah.
So, and I think there's going to be so many more Survivor players, because it's been heavy with that.
Yeah.
It can't just be two, and then we have, like, three off-rip of Big Brother. Like,
right.
So, but Big Brother, I just hope you fare even better, because Danielle, she pulled that through. She pulled that through. She did the longest amount of being a traitor in the game. Mm-hmm. So you can't take that away from her. But you know what? It's been a couple seasons now. The faithful have taken it a couple seasons. We'll see. Do you want a traitor or a faithful to win this season?
I would love for a traitor to win. Let's mix it up. Let's mix it up. I love the fun and the chaos. You know, I loved Bob's energy in the game. Was it a bit much? Yes. Because it just quickly fell apart. But I'm like, yes, I like this energy.
Yeah. I wonder who the drag queen could be. Initially, I saw something with Jujubee, and I was like, okay, I can see Jujubee from Drag Race being on this, especially since Jujubee was also in Dimension 20 with Bob doing drag, the Dungeons and Dragons and drag. But Jujubee would definitely not be a Bob.
No. But maybe that's good. Yeah. Bring a different type of energy from our Drag Race folks.
I saw people be like, this cast is too good and it's April Fool's. So I was like, oh, I really do have to, like, look out for that. So
that's
no rumor drag queens yet.
Akatia would be fun. Chaotic.
Oh, my God. I would love that. But I feel like Katya would not have... She don't got time for that. Like, she has the energy of, like, this is nonsense. Right. I don't know. But Trixie would be fun. But Trixie's already has, like, a million jobs. I just don't see how that would fit.
And I'm like, would Trixie want to do those, like, physical competitions that way? Absolutely not.
But it would be hilarious to watch.
Yes. Absolutely.
That would be amazing. So, I mean, I can't have a chaotic bye or a beautiful black moment in this.
Right.
So, I don't know how else to wrap it up except, Quita, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quita. Where I post hot takes on, like, sociopolitical issues and pop culture.
Nice. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. I am currently releasing shorts about this current season, Survivor 48. I'm enjoying all the black people and their chaoticness on that show. So you can see my reactions there. I am going to go back to talking more in depth of the season with other people soon. I also started Black by Reality's Patreon talking about Yellow Jackets. So I gave my theory of how many personalities I think Thaisa could have and how they work for her and against her and all that good stuff. It's also in a members only video on YouTube if you want to become a member and check that out there. And this podcast is also found on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you ever want the audio only. If you watch on YouTube, I hope you subscribe, like, comment your thoughts about the rumored cast. If there's anyone you really hope will make it there or someone you really hope don't make it there, I guess Dorinda for Quita. let us know. And I appreciate you on YouTube, but if you ever want to, you can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify just so other people can also find it. Until the next season of The Traitors, if there's any big news, I guess we'll come back. But for now, this is going to be it. We're going to be talking about Big Brother soon, because summer is coming. So stay tuned for that. And other than that, guys, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.